Before our final round, why don't we play another game with our special guest? Let's bring back Matthew McConaughey, everybody. So Matthew, because we're in Austin, the state capital, this is obviously the place where Texas laws are made. So if you could make a law for the state of Texas, do you have anything in mind?
Yes.
Okay, what would you do?
Absolutely. If you happen to hear after 2 a.m. somebody playing bongos next door or on your street or anywhere, don't call the cops. Just go throw a ham over the fence or knock on their door. They're having a good time with themselves. Not harming anybody, just smelling the jasmine blowing through the screen window, celebrating a victory over Nebraska bug eaters. No, that one actually turned out all right.
Did you say throw a ham?
Well, that's what a neighbor, a great producer, Bob Ezrin, who produced Pink Floyd and Kiss and a lot of those albums, when I moved into my first home out in Hollywood, I was having a similar evening that I had here. And this big ham came flying over the wall. And the next day he had this really long letter about how that night the noise had intruded and got in, even though his wife and him had on plugs, it had trespassed into their home. And it was the nicest shut the F up letter I've ever heard in my life. And the next day I took the ham back with a bottle of wine, and he and I've been friends ever since.
Oh. This game is all about unusual Texas laws.
Okay.
And I'm going to read a Texas law. We'll read Texas laws or a statute or a resolution. You just tell us whether it's really on the books or just a myth.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. In Texas, it's illegal to sell your eyeballs. Is that real or fake?
Yeah, sounds true.
It is true. It is illegal.
Thank you. It's illegal to sell your eyeballs.
Can't sell your eyeballs, your kidney, your liver, your heart, your lung, your pancreas, your bones, your skin, but you can sell your hair and your blood.
Okay.
Yep.
I bet you can sell your... I know a few states where I bet you can sell your eyeballs. So do you.
Yeah. If you plan to commit a crime, you must send your victim written notice at least 24 hours in advance. Is that real or fake?
That's fake.
Yeah, that's
Thank you. Pretty fake.
If you conduct an experiment that may change the weather in Texas, you must publish a notice in the newspaper at least 3 weeks in advance.
That sounds very... I'm not answering it. That sounds very true. Yeah.
That is real.
Come on. If you're going to change the weather...
Yes.
If you're going to play the G-O-D... All right.
It dates back to the Civil War when gunpowder was used to try to create rain clouds to address water shortages.
They played bongos late at night back then, too.
<That's right.
laughs> Okay.
It is illegal to drive barefoot in Texas.
That's true.
That is fake.
Ah!
It is legal in every state in the union to drive barefoot.
See, they got me because I've been told, because I drive barefoot a lot,
yes.
And I've been told many times, you can't do that, man. That's illegal. I'm like, getting away with another one. But it was legal.
Yep.
Now you can really live it up.
Oh, yep. Hot damn. Okay.
Say, I heard on NPR. They'll love that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
This is your last clue.
Okay.
A House resolution from 1977 declares chili the official Texas state dish, noting that President Lyndon B. Johnson once said, chili concocted outside of Texas is a weak, apologetic imitation of the real thing.
LBJ, that sounds very true.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, LBJ.
You did great. Matthew serves as the Minister of Culture for the upcoming University of Texas Sports Arena. Give it up for Matthew McConaughey, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.